Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back for the second hour of Catholic Answers Live. We continue with open forum. That means any question you've got on the life or faith or history of the Catholic Church is welcome, and you don't have to be Catholic to call. I will give out that number. We're going to give another number in a minute, so I want to give it out now, 888-318-7884. You should get in the line if you have questions for open forum, because those lines do fill up, 888-318-7884. Tim Staples, the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization for Catholic Answers, is here as our guest. I beg your pardon. It's kind of exciting around here.
It is.
I just walked out for a second during the interregnum between the shows.
Yes.
Man, the place is on fire. Everybody's taking phone calls around here.
We have hijacked people from all over the... We have 47, I think, full-time employees here, and we're yanking them left and right to answer calls. Yeah, it's exciting, man. I know you guys have already talked about it. I have been answering emails here for the last hour, so I've been face down to my computer. But as I'm walking over here, I'm hearing some good news. This is incredible that we got another matching gift. Because remember, we talked about yesterday, we only have the matching gift for today. And I asked, you know, if there's anybody that can give more, give us a call. Well, we got another matching gift. This is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's extraordinary. And it's the way the matching gift works is a donor has said that he or she will match up to $20,000. That means if we get $15,000 in donations today, we're going to get $15,000 from the donor, right on up to $20,000. So if you give $100, it's $200 to us today. If you give $500, it's $1,000. If you give $1,000, it's $2,000. And so call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
Folks, all around this building, people are smiling right now. Well, they're harried on the phones. they're answering phones, but we're excited. But we really do need you guys to call, because as we talked about yesterday, we can't leave any of this money hanging. Because really, you know, if we only get to, let's say, 19,000, we don't just lose 1,000, we lose 2,000, right? So give us a call, folks. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you, for some reason, have a little trouble on the phone, you got the website at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. And we're still doing a full hour of radio broadcast today. We're going to get to a whole bunch of questions because it's open forum, and that's what Tim's here to do, is to answer those questions. And the apostolate goes on. I mean, it's the most important thing that we make sure that we're doing every day. What we believe we have been tasked to do. We're just coming to you for a few minutes during the course of the hour to ask you to support Catholic Answers Live. We're moving out into video. We're trying to be available on all those websites where the young people are, where sons, where daughters are, where your cousins are. And now increasingly everybody's there. I mean, so we're trying to be in all those places. We're now making a television show, and we're very grateful to EWTN for the help and support there. And there's new platforms all the time. And so we're trying to be there to because the thing is, the gospel sells itself.
Amen.
It sells itself. Like, Jesus is very, very powerful.
Amen.
And so we just need to get the truth to those places. And that's what you're doing when you support Catholic Answers Live. Again, 888-291-8000.
You know, Cy, last drive, before this drive, I remember you and I talked about Pope Pius XI when he flipped the switch on Catholic radio,
yeah.
Back in, oh my goodness, it was at the early 30s, I believe. But when Pius XI flipped the switch, he gave a famous talk where he talked about how if St. Paul were alive today, he would be on the radio.
Yeah.
Because the radio is, and I tell you, long before I heard Pius XI said that, I knew this intuitively, that there's something so pure about radio, even more so than television, because radio, and as the Holy Father pointed out, you're experiencing the purity of the word going out over the airwaves. And he cited, you know, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So radio is a particular medium for evangelism that has particular advantages. And I agree, St. Paul would be on the radio, my friends. This is a tremendous gift that we have. You know, and although some folks have to look at my ugly face right now, because we're opening up to all media, including television and other visual media, there is something special, Cy, about radio when right. it comes to the proclamation of the gospel. The purity of the word is going out all over the world right here. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, I go to Malaysia and I'm just shocked to see folks are listening on the radio, you know, and I guess I'm kind of, as Cy knows, I'm one of the most illiterate there is when it comes to this modern computer stuff and internet and all
How
that.
How does that work?
I really am, but, you know, it's amazing to me. The Philippines, Malaysia, Australia, you name it, I've been all over the world and folks are listening. Folks, this is an exciting time to be Catholic and to have this great gift here. Be able to proclaim the gospel as we do, but we can't do it without you. Folks, we need you to call now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com because we've got to take the ball and run with it. We've got a tremendous gift, but it can be squandered if we don't stay vigilant. We need your help.
And Tim, you know, when you're talking about radio that way, it reminds me, please also support your local Catholic radio station.
Yes.
I mean, we're nowhere without that. And it's a team effort. We're all in this together.
Amen.
And when you think about the purity of the word, as you were saying, it's reaching like almost every inch of America now because
yes.
people have stood up and said, yeah, I want to support
Amen.
That. I want to do that.
Exciting.
888-291-8000 is that number. If you would like to help us, if you are willing to help us, if you could help us, please do to reach that match today. We go now to calls. Brandon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, watching on Facebook. Brandon, hello, and you are on with Tim Staples.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Yes. Your question for Tim Staples, Brandon?
I was just making sure. Can you guys hear me?
We can, yeah.
Yes.
A little closer to the phone would be okay.
I'm sorry about that, because I had you on speaker. I was waiting. So, see, I was born in Mexico, but I was raised here in the U.S. I'm a U.S. citizen now, thank God. But I grew up as a Catholic. I know a lot about the Catholic history and whatnot. And so is my entire family. They're Catholic. My question is, how do I, not necessarily me, but how would you approach an individual like my family members and like most, a lot of, and I can say this because I am Mexican, like most Hispanics or most Mexicans, there is, I don't want to say idolatry, but kind of, I guess in that sense, because they have a lot of statues.
Okay.
In their front yard, and they have little I don't know what to call it in English, but they build like a little
shrine,
a shrine or an altar. Or?
A shrine.
Well, Brandon, let's let Tim take a shot at that.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having statues as Christians. This is a popular misconception. In fact, I once had. When I was a minister in the Assemblies of God, when I was Protestant, raised Protestant. But actually, there is nothing wrong with having statues. Of course, Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy 5, both examples there, the Ten Commandments. The first commandment, thou shalt not make any graven image of any likeness of anything, be it in heaven or earth or under the sea. There you have it. I used to say, hey, see, statues are out. But actually, that's not true. If you go, Brendan, to Exodus chapter 25, especially there, verse 18, God actually says, thou shalt, I like the King James Version there, thou shalt make two golden images of seraphim out of beaten gold. These were over 5 feet tall, enormous statues to be placed over the holy of, in the holiest place in all of Israel, over the mercy seat and the Ark of the Covenant. So these are two enormous angels. If you go to 1 Kings chapter 5, you see There were all sorts of images placed into the temple that Solomon built, and God himself blessed that temple after Solomon built it. We have Numbers 21, verses 8 and 9. We have other examples. Numbers 21 is when God commands Moses to build the brazen serpent to make a statue, and the children of Israel looked to it, and they were healed. And that actually becomes a type of Jesus Christ in John chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. St. John talks about how that's a type of Jesus Christ who was lifted up on a pole, if you will. We look to him and we are healed. So it's not that you can't have statues. The key is we cannot, as the commandment says at the end, thou shalt not make any graven image of any likeness, whether it be things in heaven, earth, or under the sea, and thou shalt not bow down and adore them. See, what's being condemned there is idolatry. As you mentioned, you use the word idolatry, not the honoring of great saints, of God himself, Jesus, and so forth by creating images. Because as you and I know, Deuteronomy 4:16 tells us why God condemned making any images of God in the Old Testament. And God explicitly says, because he did not take any form. He says, I did not take a form when I brought you out of Egypt. Therefore, you make no form. Well, we know in the New Testament, he has. Because in Philippians 2:5, Christ, though he was in the form of God, thought his equality not with God not something to be clung to, but he emptied himself, taking upon himself the forme of a slave. So now God has taken a form, and that has actually opened up a whole new world in iconography. In fact, it's interesting, Cy, little Catholic trivia here that's not trivial. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 says Christ is the image of the Father, the ikon in Greek, the icon of the Father. So he opens up this whole world. And so what you're seeing in Mexico are, if these are good Catholics, these are images honoring great men and women of the faith or honoring God himself, and that is certainly A-OK. Now, if someone is actually, you know, offering sacrifice to these images and things like that, that would be condemned by the church because we are not to worship or adore anything or anyone other than Almighty God.
Thank you very much, Brandon, for that call. We go now to Tim in Winchester, Virginia, listening on EWTN. Tim, you're on with Tim. What's your question for Tim?
Hey, Tim. I like Tim.
I'm looking forward to hearing from Tim. Tim, what's your question for Tim?
Hi, Tim. Thanks for taking my call, Tim.
Great, Tim.
I was curious about in Mass why we call to mind our sins, why we focus on our sins, and why we say we have greatly sinned when we're supposed to be in a state of grace. And I feel like if we've gone through that purification process and we've made ourselves worthy to receive him, why do we reflect on that aspect? The Mass doesn't make sense to me unless I call to mind and I admit that I'm a sinner, but confession, I'm supposed to have been forgiven of that.
Sure.
So I'm wondering where that comes from.
Yeah, well, actually, it comes from the whole idea of the beginning of the liturgy. We kind of go through, if you think about it, in the liturgy, the three traditional ages of the spiritual life. We begin with penance, right? That's the first age of the spiritual life, right? Mea culpa, mea culpa. Then we go into the illuminative age when we hear the word of God, and then the unitive when we get to the Eucharist. And see, as we're drawing into the presence of the Lord, of course we're going to say, I have greatly sinned. You know, wouldn't it be a bit odd if we said, I have slightly sinned? No, because really, even though we're talking about venial sins, all sins are great in the presence of a holy God. And we are entering into, in the liturgy, the Holy of Holies. And sometimes we forget that in the modern age where we've lost, I think, a lot of the mystery and solemnity of the liturgy. Thanks be to God, it's being brought back nowadays. But yes, in that context, of course, we're saying, I have greatly sinned, even if we are referring simply to venial sins. But we're not. We're also referring to, there can be people in the congregation, of course, who are in mortal sin. And don't think that, you know, even though they cannot proceed to receive communion, You can participate in the liturgy even if you can't receive communion. And so for them, those who, I don't know about you, but I've been to Mass before when I couldn't receive communion. And when I say I have greatly sinned, that has a particular meaning there. So there's certainly absolutely no reason why we would not say I have greatly sinned. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense when I admit that I'm a sinner. But if I say I'm not worthy to receive you, haven't I made myself worthy by going to confession to becoming pure again?
Yeah, no, not necessarily, because you can't. You can't speak for everyone, right? And the church in the liturgy is not going to presume on where everybody is in their, when they go to Mass, number one. But number two, we are absolutely unworthy. We are not worthy to receive the Eucharist apart from God's grace. So I think the most important point here is that we acknowledge that. Apart from God, we are absolutely unworthy to receive the Eucharist. Now, if we are, as you said, worthy to receive the Eucharist, we have been made so by the grace of God. So even in that state, I can say, I am not worthy, meaning on my own. I am the only thing, I'll leave you with this thought. In a strict sense, the only thing I have merited in my life is hell. Because really, that's the only thing I've accomplished apart from God in a strict sense. Now, of course, we can perform moral acts that are neutral and such, but we can't merit anything with regard to eternity apart from God's grace. And so we are considering here as well, I am an unworthy sinner because that's all I've merited, and I'm acknowledging my absolute need for you.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you, Tim. Let's take we should go to a break right now, but we're not going to go to a break because we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to take a couple minutes just to remind folks that we have this $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match again today.
This is amazing.
Right. You know what? Maybe we'll just get an email every night from Chris saying, I got another $20,000 for you tomorrow. So we'll just keep doing this until the $20,000 matches run out. But what that match means is that every dollar given to us is going to be matched up to $20,000. Yeah. And if we get to $17,800, then it's matched up to $17,800. If it gets to $20,000, it's up to we get the full $20,000 match. And that means every dollar you give is being doubled today. So if you would give us a call, 888-291-8000, we would profoundly appreciate your support to help us keep doing what we do here at Catholic Answers and do new things. 888-291-8000.
And you know, folks, you determine what we're going to be able to do, because, this is it. And this is, as I said yesterday, a huge percentage comes right from these drives to keep us doing what we do. So in a certain sense, you guys determine what we're going to be able to do. Number one, to keep us afloat, number one. Yeah. But number two, to be able to expand as well. And this is why, folks, I am as urgent today as I was yesterday when I got the news. We got another $20,000 match. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. But folks, please, you got to hear me. You need to call us now at 888-291-8000. If you've been holding back a little bit, well, maybe. No, now's the time to do it. You're going to double your gift at 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we need you now.
I want to thank a few people. Tim, a donor from Tennessee whose name I do not have, $1,000 from that donor. Fantastic. Who is now a member of the President's Club. And that was doubled, so it's $2,000 to us. Mark from Oklahoma, $1,500. Mark, also a member of the President's Club now, and that is doubled to $3,000. For us. I did the math when we weren't on the air. $25 a month from Steve in Missouri, $25 a month from Nora in California, $20 a month from Alicia in California. And I want to say to all of you, Steve, Nora, and Alicia, anybody who is able to pledge at a monthly rate of $18 a month or more, and that now includes you, is going to get two what I think are just fantastic, beautiful books. The first one from Robert Cardinal Sarah, Cardinal Robert Sarah. The Power of Silence Against the Dictatorship of Noise. I'm really looking forward to this one, a follow-up to his worldwide bestseller, God or Nothing. Jimmy made a choice last hour, God or Nothing.
God.
Okay, you'd made the same choice. Yes. You guys have been studying or something. And we also want to send you Surprised by Life. 10 converts explain how Catholic teachings on life led them to the church. That's by Patrick Madrid, the wonderful Patrick Madrid. And so we do want to send that to you. Just give us a call, 888-291-8000.
That's 888. What is it?
291-8000.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure it's
888-291-8000. Okay, yes. Just wanted to be sure. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I also have to mention, we just got a $1,000 gift from my good, and I have to mention my buddy, Ty Augusta. Hey, yo, Ty, are you out there? Hey, this guy's from Richfield, New Jersey. You understand what I'm saying? And he just sent in $1,000. Hey, yo, to you and yours. God bless you, brother. I just had to do that.
You did it well, too. It was kind of, I was a little bit scared.
Hey, yo. I could have done my Rocky Balboa, but
yeah, you have to say Adrian in there.
That's more Philly, though, than,
yeah,
than,
that's right,
than New Jersey. So you
they're
know.
Very close. They are. It's right across the river from Philly to New Jersey. I don't know if you looked at a map lately.
They're real close.
888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Please help us to use up every dollar of this dollar-for-dollar match. Let's go back to some calls. Oh, no, I can't go back to calls yet. Because, oh, yeah, there we go. Miguel in Anaheim, California. Listening on the mighty 9:30 a.m. there in Los Angeles. What's your question for Tim?
Hi, Tim.
Yes.
My question is, what is the church's stance on marijuana?
Yes, great question. Marijuana would be in the same category as alcohol. Of course, alcohol can be used, thanks be to the Lord, and for good purposes, because I am a wine drinker and a beer drinker. I'm very grateful for that. But the problem, of course, with alcohol is that if you drink too much, you are, think about this, Miguel, original sin, in essence, darkens the intellect, weakens the will. And that's why it is so, so damaging. Well, when we become intoxicated, whether it with any intoxicant, it can be drugs, alcohol, and marijuana, what we're doing is further darkening our intellect and weakening our will. This is why, Miguel, when people are on marijuana or alcohol, they will do things that the next day they say, I can't believe I did that. That's because the intellect's being darkened and the will is being weakened. So it's a very damaging thing. This, I mean, our intellect and will is what separates us from the animals. As St. Augustine in the City of God famously points out, when you look at the creation, you already had animals with bodies just like ours. They reproduce and such. What is it that distinguishes man from the beasts? The intellect and will. And of course, that opens us up to the possibility of the divine life, grace, and all of that. That's not possible for the other animals. So it's a very serious sin when you talk about becoming intoxicated, and that's what marijuana does. Now, marijuana can be used medicinally. You know, at least theoretically, folks can debate that. You know, well, I say there's no need. I say there is. But in theory, you can use it medicinally, just as, you know, we can use all sorts of drugs. In fact, some of the psychedelic drugs and stuff were first developed to help people with mental disorders. But a good rule of thumb, think about glasses. If somebody's eyes are really messed up like mine, glasses are a good thing because it corrects the disorder. That's, you know, marijuana can be used in certain medicinal contexts and such to correct a disorder, to help with pain, that sort of thing. Psychedelic drugs or other kinds of drugs can be helped when people have brain problems. But if you don't have that problem, it'd be like somebody else putting on your eyeglasses. Ooh, it doesn't help me. It hurts me.
Yep.
So the key is that when these things are not used for good and medicinal purposes, for example, they distort that which makes us human. And so that's why it's such a serious sin.
And Miguel, have you by any chance seen Jesse Romero's new book on marijuana? Have you seen this?
I have not.
Yeah, he just wrote a book about marijuana.
Well, I'm sure he gets into as well. The fact is, one thing folks need to know is the marijuana that maybe you or others smoked 30, 40 years ago is not the same any longer. They tell me the intoxicant now in marijuana is much, much stronger. So you're talking about a much more dangerous drug today than it even was 30 years ago. And that's some, I didn't know Jesse, my buddy, has that book, but I'm sure he covers that in there.
Yeah, indeed he does. Miguel, you might take a look at that. I was going to take another caller, but we're not going to take another caller. We're going to just remind listeners for 1 minute before we take a break that Catholic Answers Live is asking for your support, as we do only four times a year, six Amen. Hours at a time. And even during those hours, we mostly answer questions like Miguel's. And so during this time, if you could support us, the number is 888-291-8000. And there is a $20,000 dollar match available to us today. So please help us use it all up. 888-291-8000.
Amen. And if folks give a certain amount of money, $1,000, you become a member of the
President's
Club. $5,000, you become a member of the Founder's Circle. You got all kinds of perks that come with it. Maybe you can become a member of the Founder's Circle, $5,000, or the President's Club for $1,000. And believe me, my friends, it will help us tremendously.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Tomorrow morning on EWTN Radio, Women of Grace with Jeanette Benkovic. Jeanette brings you a live call-in show to simplify and amplify your life of grace. Women of Grace with Jeanette Benkovic airs weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, followed immediately by Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And after Catholic Answers Live today, Monsignor Walter Rossi on EWTN Live, he'll be discussing the annual campaign for the National Shrine and the new Trinity Dome right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum all day today. Tim Staples is our guest this hour, the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers and the author, among many other things, of Nuts and Bolts.
Hey!
Did you see that? I talked about your book, Nuts and Bolts.
Yes, you did. A practical how-to guide to evangelism, step-by-step instructions on how to evangelize.
And by the way, the name of Jesse Romero's book, What's Wrong with Marijuana? 50 Questions and Answers. I didn't know. I didn't have it at my fingertips before.
Outstanding.
And that even though I have a copy of it.
That man is a true evangelist. Evangelist extraordinaire. I mean,
that really boy is
juiced all the time. And I don't mean in the sense of
not on marijuana, on the spirit.
Or drinking. But he's juiced in the Holy Spirit. That is for sure.
Well, we have abundant reasons, if we need any more, to be grateful to the Holy Spirit today, because a very generous donor has made available $20,000 to us. It happened yesterday. It happened again today. Yeah. I'm just hoping it happens every day for the next month.
Amen.
Because it's just so – well, it's invigorating here. It's just lit the place on fire. And if you would like to help us reach that match today, 888-291-8000 is the number.
And, you know, Cy, I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but I think this is so important. We talked about it yesterday. We average, folks, about 13 donors per affiliate, our stations, 350-plus stations that are our donors. And folks, we could revolutionize Catholic radio here if we just up that to 15, 16, 17. Are you kidding me?
Right, right.
Right? So right now, you whatever station you're at, be that one. You're going to come now and be a radio club member, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. And you might be thinking, oh, but look at this. They're getting all these calls. Yeah, we are, but we have 350 whatever. I don't even
more
know.
More than 350.
More. Are we up near 400?
I think so, closer to 400. I'm looking for Darren, but he's
yeah, I think we're closer to 400. But folks, we need a couple callers from every one of those, folks. Just give us 500 calls right now. We will. It will change everything here. But that's what we need. Folks, just get on the phone right now, 888-291-8000. I want to be able to say at our next drive, guess what? We are now at 14 or 15
yeah, right.
per station. Because somehow Darren got the numbers for us before this one, that it's roughly 13. But to me, that's just, folks, that can't be. There's got to be more than 13 per station that are going to join us. Folks, because we are doing work. If you could hear, forgive me for getting a little excited here, but I see the testimonies on a daily basis via email. When I travel, I cannot sigh. This is not hyperbole. I never go anywhere anymore that I'm at my parish, and a lady behind me is crying and says, oh my gosh, you're Tim Staples. My life was changed through what you guys do at Catholic. You know, it's mind blowing. So folks, we need you now. Let's keep this going. Lives are being changed. Call us 888-291-8000. Now's the time. We need you to make that $25 a month, $50 a month. Maybe you're already given 25 or 50, you can up that pledge, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Here's a message from someone whose life has, in fact, been impacted by Catholic Answers Live.
Hello, I'm Nathan from Tomball, Texas. I listen on 1430 AM. Just recently discovered the channel on recommendation from a family member, and just have been very encouraged by all of the discussions that take place on Catholic Answers Live. It's inspired me to study my faith and to get back into really understanding what it's all about and to be ready to stand and give an answer to any who ask. It has become my staple listen on the drive home from work. So thanks again for all y'all do. God bless, and keep up the good work.
Praise God. That's Amen. What I'm talking about.
Yep, that's right. And little by little, it was such a beautiful cycle starts of that people finding out about the faith they didn't know about, living it out, building it up, and then that next person finds out about it.
You want to know something else real quick? I know we got to get back to calls, but folks, I can't tell you how many times I'm out and about, I'm getting a haircut, I'm doing whatever, and I start the conversation about the Catholic faith. I give them my card. Has the radio on it. I point them in the direction of Catholic radio here in San Diego, and they say, oh my gosh, I will. Everybody that comes to my house to do work in the yard or whatever, are you kidding me? They're going to hear about Catholic Answers, and they're going to hear about the radio. And it's amazing how many times, if you're a little bit shy about sharing the faith, you can just tell folks,
right.
You know what, check out this radio station here, your radio station, and you're evangelizing.
I want to let you know that if you had any trouble getting through yesterday, if you couldn't get a call through, please call now, because we just have tons of folks. Everyone in the building is next to a phone now, and we want to be able to take those calls. 888-291-8000 is the number. $20,000 dollar for dollar match again today. 888-291-8000. And let's take. Should we go to calls?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Kelly in Woodlands, Texas, listening on 1430 AM. Kelly, you are on with Tim.
Hi guys. Hi Tim.
Yes.
I'm calling about I have a caregiver that takes care of my mom. She's Jehovah's Witness. We're Catholic. I'm trying to become a better apologist and, you know, understand everything better. We have friendly discussions, the caregiver and I, quite often.
Yes.
But we really get hung up. I really get hung up, and I really can't respond well at all.
Right.
We kind of get hung up on the Greek, like the, you know, she keeps going back to the original Greek. Mm. You know, most Christian faiths don't really understand. They're not quite using the right interpretation.
Right.
We have the right interpretation, and I really have no, I don't really have any good knowledge or understanding of that. And today she gave me a book, The Kingdom Interlinear Translation of the Greek Scriptures. I think it's the one I've been looking, kind of researching it. It's from like 69. And she's telling me, like, you know, Westcott and Hort, their original text is the preferred Greek. But in looking at this book, it looks like they've even change something. So
sure,
I really don't know. I'm looking for resources or what to do, how to respond.
Yes. Couple really good things. Number one, we have here at Catholic Answers a book by Jason Everett called Answering Jehovah's Witnesses. And Jason actually went undercover to write this book. I don't know if you know this, Cy, but Jason went undercover posing as someone who is inquiring to become a Jehovah's Witness. Now, he wasn't lying, because he was simply inquiring. I want to learn more about what Jehovah's Witnesses teach. And so he went in there and did a lot of research back and forth, and the book was a result of that research that he did. Tremendous arguments in there, great information. I also recommend there's a good Protestant book called Kingdom of the Cults, Dr. Walter Martin. It's actually been modified by Hank Hanegraaff and the guys there now, that the Bible Answer Man that Walter Martin used to be in charge of. Now it's Hank Hanegraaff. But it's a very good book, especially on Jehovah's Witnesses. It has a tremendous amount of information and does a lot of good work in the Greek text there. So Jason Everett's book. But here's the bottom line is the New World Translation of the Scriptures, which I have in my office. I have, in fact, the first version as well as the latest version, is a terrible translation. At times, it is not even a translation at all. It literally butchers the Greek text. I have an article, in fact, at Catholic.com. Check out our blog. And go to Catholic.com, by the way. We have a tremendous amount of free information. You can download some tracts. If you go click on our library, you'll get a drop down there, and you can read our tracts. We have numerous tracts on Jehovah's Witnesses that deal with things like, you know, their mistranslation of John 1:1-3. As you know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. They translate it as a God, which is inconsistent. They translate the same structure all over their New Testament simply as God. They're inconsistent, as well as just using poor Greek when it comes to that. You have other examples like Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, where the New World Translation really does. And here's one that really gets my goat, because this is the one where the Scripture talks about Christ as the image of God, the firstborn of all creation. That's verse 15. For by him all things were made that were made. By him all things were made. In the New World Translation, they add the word other, Cy. Other. All other things. Now, in the original New World Translation, they put it in italics, and they at least admitted they were adding this, and they said for clarification. In their latest translation, they don't even do that. They took out the italics. That is a—I mean, to say— all things versus all other things, I mean, that's absolutely changing the text. Those are just two examples of horrible Greek, where the Greek is butchered in order to obfuscate the truth that Jesus Christ is God. So check out the book there. Jason Everett, he does a great job.
Thank you very much, Kelly, for that call. Once again, we have a $20,000 match this hour. We'll continue with open forum here on Catholic Answers Live. Continue to keep taking calls and addressing questions as we do, but we want to remind you that we do have these this match up. And yes, as we come to the top of the hour, we want to make sure we don't miss out on that. Any of it. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And can I say this? Because I know yesterday I was, if you guys watched or listened yesterday, you know I was a little bit antsy because I was fearful. We were about halfway or a little over. Yeah, we were over halfway at the halfway.
Yeah.
And I'm going, we got to make this. I don't know where we are right now, but I know this. We have to make this $20,000 match, folks. This is so important for our apostolate here. But most importantly, folks, this is important for the salvation of souls. This is what we're about here at Catholic Answers. If you walk around, come to San Diego, we'll give you a tour. But you walk around these offices here at Catholic Answers, 47 employees, all with the same goal. It doesn't matter if you're in shipping or if you're senior apologist Jimmy Akin. We are all so focused. Cy, I've never seen anything. I've been at this for a long time, various different apostolates. I've never seen anything like what I see here at Catholic Answers. The joy of the Lord floods this place, and the purpose that everybody has, and everybody knows we are contributing to the salvation of souls. And folks, that is what you are going to be doing when you pick up the phone right now and dial or push the buttons, 888, that's 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. Help me with my nerves, okay, so that we make this match here at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or by calling 888-291-8000. Folks, you call now, your money is doubled.
888-291-8000 is the number. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live. A lot of people think that street evangelization involves yelling out of a bullhorn telling people that they're going to hell. Not so with St. Paul's Street Evangelization. Our methods are non-confrontational and effective. We simply offer information on the Catholic faith along with rosaries, miraculous medals, and prayer. Pope Francis wrote about how beautiful it is to see street preachers joyfully bringing Jesus to every corner of the earth. Street evangelization is fun and fruitful. Join us today at streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, Senior Apologist, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization. You said Senior Apologist Jimmy Akin before it got stuck in my head. Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. And we are taking your calls on any topic having to do with life, history, faith, traditions, beliefs of the Catholic Church. And we go now to Dean on the road in Iowa, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Dean, you are on with Tim Staples. What's your question?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
My father-in-law has been listening to a fellow, I believe he's passed on now, but Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel.
Yes, I remember watching. He was quite a character, but go ahead.
All right, so my father-in-law, well, he's of the I cannot sin because I have been saved mentality.
Yes.
Which I have troubles with.
Yes.
But my primary question is, he keeps talking about a first earth age, second earth age, because there are two accounts of creation in Genesis. So obviously they have to be separate occurrences.
Right.
And I have no idea how to address this.
Yeah.
He's a cantankerous fellow, but I love the old guy, so.
All right, yeah. Tim?
Sure. The bottom line is Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, there are two creation stories, and there are different traditions behind them both. But here's the key, my friend. This is what you want to, and I wish I could have talked to, because, he was actually very entertaining. I used to watch him on television years ago. But here's the bottom line. There are two creation stories, to be sure, but there is only one creation, okay? And the scripture is very clear all over the place that there is one creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. One creation. So what we have are two different stories that bring out two different aspects of the one creation. All right. And you can go all over Isaiah, for example, you know, that God is the creator. He created one time and such. So the bottom line is what you have is a particular emphasis. And in the second creation story, no doubt God forms man from the slime. And as Mr. Murray would say, yes, there's definitely a body involved there. But because there's no explicit mention of a body in the first creation story, then by golly, this is a spirit. So we were originally a spirit. No, folks, we are a hylomorphic being, which is indicated by the fact that, now catch this, he created man from the slime of the earth, and then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, right? There's not a, well, he was created spiritual first, mm-hmm. and then he's created. No, that's when he became a living being. Not two creations, but one creation. But it's very important that we get that right, because that sort of understanding leads to the idea that we are just a ghost in a machine. Right, the real important part is the soul, but the body is not important. You know, you'll hear folks say things like, I heard one television evangelist say, our bodies are like a dirt suit. It's a dirt suit, right? We have these things on, but, you know, they're just cumbersome and they slow us down, but we'll be freed from these bodies one day. No, we are a body-soul composite, and Jesus Christ himself shows us what God thinks of these bodies, because he became, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, John chapter 1, verse 14. And he says in Luke 24, 39, hear, see, feel, flesh and bone, which a spirit does not have. And for all eternity now, after the resurrection, Jesus has a body. That's what God thinks about these bodies. It's part of the essence of who we are. And that's why Jesus would say, fear not him who is able to kill the body alone. And where is that? That would be Matthew chapter 10, right around verse 28. But fear him who, after having killed the body, is able to cast both body and soul into hell. We are a body-soul composite.
Dean, thank you very much for that call. We go now to Ben in Boise, Idaho, listening on KGEM, 1140 AM. Ben, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, can you hear me all right?
We can.
Yes.
All right. So I come from a Protestant background, and I was talking with some friends recently, and the topic of indulgences came up. And I realized I haven't really heard much about indulgences other than that's, you know, one of the big evil teachings of the big evil Catholic Church. So what I want to know is, first, what does the Catholic Church actually teach about indulgences? Second, what is the scriptural and historical basis for that teaching?
Sure.
And finally, what were the objections that were raised to this practice during the Protestant Reformation?
Sure. Real quickly, indulgences are actually very, very important and are part of the teaching of sacred scripture. And in principle, the idea goes back even before the time of Christ. We see, for example, in 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 46, that in the Old Testament, now our Protestant friends will say, I don't believe that's scripture. Well, even if you don't believe it's scripture, it's accurate history, and it portrays the faith of the Jewish people shortly before the advent of Christ. This is the faith that Jesus and the apostles would have been raised in, and they understood that it is a good and wholesome thing to offer sacrifice for the dead. The idea is that the Jews understood, or many of them that believed in an afterlife, because the Sadducees didn't, but the Pharisees did, that when we get our sins forgiven in this life, sometimes, yes, our sins can be forgiven, but sometimes we still have temporal punishment that is due for those sins. Or there can be light sins, we call them venial sins, that still must be forgiven when we die. When you think about the fact that the Jewish people prayed for the souls of those who had died, obviously there has to be a theological understanding that there's a possibility that some of those sins can be forgiven. Now, we wouldn't be talking about mortal sins because they can't be forgiven. So what is it? Venial sins. This is why Jesus would teach, and he didn't, you know, shock people in Matthew 12:32 when he talks about the unpardonable sin. He says, whoever sins against the Holy Spirit, his sins shall not be forgiven either in this life or in the life to come. Notice he implies there are some sins that can be forgiven in the life to come, right? And we would say punishment due for sin. The example of examples there being 2 Samuel, that would be chapter 11 and 12. I'm getting slow here. I'm getting too Catholic for getting these Bible verses. 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. Remember the story of King David where he commits murder and adultery. He repents. Nathan says, your sin is forgiven, but you're going to suffer. You're going to lose your first child. There will be wars in your household and so forth. And in fact, he would suffer as a result of that sin. Even though it was forgiven, he had temporal punishment, right? This is why, by the way, in Psalm 119, at the end of his life, David would write, it is a good thing that I have been afflicted by the Lord that I might learn his statutes. He knew that all the affliction that he suffered was for that purification that we talk about. And that's what we talk about when we talk about indulgences. The idea is first, you can have venial sins or, now with indulgences, I should in particular state that indulgences actually don't even have anything to do with venial sins. Indulgences is a particular gift to the church that deals with punishment that is due for sins that are already forgiven. That's a specific thing. And see, Jesus, here's the key, my friend. Jesus gave in the keys of the kingdom to Peter. Jesus gave, and then the power of binding and loosing, not only a declaratory power to proclaim the truth of the gospel, but also the power to forgive sins. In John chapter 20, 21 through 23, we see it as well when Jesus breathes on the apostles and said, whosoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven, right? So Jesus gave power to the church, the apostles and their successors, the bishops, and the priests they ordained to forgive sins. Well, that involves the forgiveness, not just of the actual sin itself, but also the punishment that is yet due for those sins. Jesus wants us completely healed, and that's where indulgences come through. Undergirded by these theological principles, and then explicitly found in the power of the keys, the church has the authority to declare and call upon, you know, the merits of Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints who have gone before us, to basically say to we, the penitents, that we are going to join your, let's say you're going to offer a rosary before the exposed Blessed Sacrament for the sins of a loved one, for the full purgation of whomever. What the church does is exercising the keys of the kingdom, calling on the merits of Jesus Christ and the saints. They're going to join together with you, in essence, with your prayers to make your prayers more powerful so that your prayers are, and really that principle is found in Matthew 18, 19, right? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them, right? Two or three are more powerful than one. Why? Because that's God's multiplication. That's the way he wills it to be. Well, we're basically joining with our brothers and sisters that have gone before us and exercising the keys of the kingdom to make our prayers and good works more potent to deliver souls who are in purgatory right now. They can be applied to us or to those who have gone before. So those are kind of the principles, but I would recommend to you, my friend, that you get a hold of, I have a CD set here called Purgatory and God's Perfect Plan, Purgatory and Indulgences Explained, where I go into great detail and I pull out the Bible verses, for example, Colossians 1:24, where St. Paul says, I fill up that which is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in my body for his body, which is the church. 2 Corinthians 1:6, if I suffer, it is for your salvation, Paul says to the Corinthians. These and many more Bible verses I give you in God's Perfect Plan, Purgatory and Indulgences Explained.
Thank you very much, Ben. And now is the time. We're coming to the top of the hour, and we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. And folks are going to stay and answer those calls for well after this show is ended. I don't know how long, but they'll be here for a long time. So give a call now, 888-291-8000. Help us to use up all of that $20,000 match.
You know what, folks? I got word from the boss. Actually, they're going to stay on the phone lines as long as there are people calling. That's the word I got. So as long as you call, folks, we need to hear from you. Please don't stop. I don't even know if we got the match yet. So please keep calling, 888-291-8000. Keep calling. We will be here as long as you keep calling. So, folks, that number, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now.
And Tim and I will stay here, too. We're going to stay for those on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope. We'll spend a few minutes with you after the show. See you tomorrow.